How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Rolling Lines and Apples and Genos production. My name is Josh Hutchinson, and I'll be your host. I'm going to be talking to you about moves for the rest of the week, power play changes around the league, 0G candidates, and I'll be taking mailbag questions. So without further ado, let's go. Hello. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the show. Thank you to Blake Creamer for filling in for me. You did a fantastic job. Held to the structure really nicely. Blake always coming in the clutch. Sorry, I did not change anything about my face. I know I'm not on YouTube right now, so no confirmations there. But I'm hoping to have a guest on next week again. Didn't work out for this week. We are deep into the fantasy hockey playoffs for most leagues. It's week 24, so we're in the semifinals. Some leagues are in the quarters. Some are even in the finals. I know I'm in at least one league where I'm in the finals already. It's a finals that lasts 2 weeks. But we're in it at this point. So it is do or die. And it has never mattered more to be making the right decisions midweek. Obviously this week is an awful week for streaming. So there really aren't a ton of amazing options out there, especially for maximizing your ads. Most teams are only at this point, well, we're at Wednesday night now. So after Wednesday night, there are no teams with more than one off night. It's a little bit dire, but I'm going to try and help you make some moves to try and win your week, try and move on in the playoffs and get those chips. So we'll look at last week. First off, the results and how teams have been doing, how players have been doing. Last week, the New York Rangers, Nashville Predators, Washington Capitals, and Dallas Stars were all 3-0. I want to highlight the Nashville Predators, who came back from a 4-0 deficit last night against the Vegas Golden Knights in just a massive game with wildcard implications. And man, that team is just absolutely killing it. No regulation losses in the last 17 games. Who would have thought? Philip Forsberg, absolutely killing it. Roman Josi, absolutely killing it. Everyone else, absolutely killing it. Ryan O'Reilly has had just a huge resurgent year in terms of offense, and has been just kind of a bona fide number one center, which has been pretty cool to see. Obviously, a little bit sad that the Leafs let him go or that he didn't want to stay, but I digress. It is what it is, right? Winnipeg, San Jose, Columbus, and Calgary were all winless over the last week. A little bit concerning for Winnipeg. I know there's been a lot of talk about how their play has really fallen off of late. So they'll be hoping to turn things around. I don't think they have any too much risk of falling out of a playoff spot or anything like that. But they're going to need to get things going before the playoffs here if they don't want another choke job. Connor McDavid led the league in scoring. That's just the way it should be, right? He had 11 assists, 0 goals, 11 assists in 4 games. That's kind of been his MO this year. Just been racking up the assists, not really putting goals on the board, but very, very Wayne Gretzky-esque, especially late in his career. And Joe Thornton as well. Sidney Crosby, Philip Forsberg, Artemi Panarin, Jordan Kyrou, all with 7 points in 3 games. I mentioned Philip Forsberg before. He's just been unbelievable. I already have won my bet with Zach that we made on the podcast. He owes me a round of golf. He didn't think Forsberg was going to keep his point per game pace. I said he would, and obviously he already has 81 points. So we're safe. I've won the bet. So I'm very, very excited about that. Timo Meier and Evan Bouchard with 7 points in 4 games. Timo Meier has really turned his season around. It seems like all of a sudden I don't know if he's just recovered from his injury finally, but he's figuring it out. It seems to be working well with Travis Green. So maybe it was a Lindy Ruff thing. Not really sure, but he is getting very good opportunity as well, playing top line, top power play. So that's exciting for the Devils. Obviously, they're probably not in the playoff race anymore, but it's a good sign. He's signed for a lot of money for a long time, so you need that contract to work out, and it seems like he's getting comfortable in New Jersey. All right, let's look at the schedule for the rest of the week. Again, I said it's pretty dire. I wasn't joking. From Thursday to Sunday, Anaheim is the only team with three games remaining. They have just one off night. It's on the Sunday. Boston and Tampa, in terms of teams that you probably don't want to be streaming from, they only play once more this week, and they are both on the 15-game Saturday, so pretty difficult to get streamers into your lineup from Boston and Tampa. So you're probably going to want to be streaming guys on the off nights. You could probably be dropping fringe players from those teams to finish out this week. Again, I said it's a rough finish to the week. Friday and Sunday, they only have one game each, which is just terrific, right in the middle of our fantasy playoffs. The NHL, their scheduling is suspect at best. Luckily, next week is a really nice schedule. Probably one of the best distributed weeks in terms of games being spread out over the week of the whole season. So that's pretty exciting. There are lots of options there, but in order to get to the finals, you got to get through this week. New Jersey and Buffalo play on Friday, so you could stream a player or a goalie from one of those teams. Vancouver and Anaheim are on the Sunday. So if you want to hold on to your ads to the last day, those are teams you could be streaming from. Next week, like I said, great schedule. Lots of teams playing four games. Edmonton and New York both have four games with three off nights. Florida, the New York Islanders, and the Pittsburgh Penguins both have Monday, Tuesday back-to-back. So those are teams you could be streaming from at least to start out the week. And then Edmonton, LA, the Rangers, the Leafs, and the Seattle Kraken both have Monday, Wednesday starts to the week. So other teams that you could be streaming from right off the bat. The busiest night of the week is Saturday with 11 games. So like I said, games are more evenly distributed than usual, which is awesome. The rest of the nights have nine or fewer games, but there's only one team that plays less than three games in the entire league next week. That is the Vegas Golden Knights. We've got over half the league playing four games, but honestly, you could stream from almost any of those teams playing four games. So we've got Monday has eight games, Tuesday has eight games, Wednesday has five, Thursday nine, Friday six, Saturday 11, Sunday nine. So very nicely distributed. It's like they figured out they wanted people to watch hockey and watch more than one game in a night. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come. I wouldn't count on it, but I think streaming for next week will be considerably easier. There's going to be a lot more options and a lot more guys that'll be able to fit into your lineup for multiple games. All right, let's hit shift change. So I'll talk about some ads that you could think about picking up at least for the rest of the week, or even just for spot games. Obviously, there's only four teams that are playing on the off nights. Let's kick things off. So Buffalo plays on the Friday. We've got Bowen Byram, 48% rostered. He's cooled down since his hot start, but he's still playing a ton of minutes for Buffalo. His underlings could be better, but he's a decent option if available, just because he's playing so many minutes. We've got on Anaheim, they're playing on the Sunday. Troy Terry is 35% rostered. He's been struggling lately. He has just 3 points in his last 11 games. His underlings have been terrible. That's a guy that I almost could move off on at this point. It's just been zeros on the board for the most part for Troy Terry lately. Not looking good. Trevor Zegras, though, has 32% rostered. He is back from injury. He played last night. He's playing with Mason McTavish and Frank Vetrano. So that's pretty good 5v5 deployment. He had zero shots on goal in his first game back, but he did have five shot attempts and four individual scoring chances for, which led the team. Obviously, they played terrible. They got absolutely shelled. But Trevor Zegras looked like he had some jump. So he is certainly an interesting... If he's on your waiver wire, I think I'd probably be picking him up for this Sunday. He's probably your best option on Anaheim. Owen Power is another guy from Buffalo. He's 27% rostered. He's also been playing a ton, tons of minutes. Underlyings aren't amazing. They never really have been for Owen Power. They're getting better. They're starting to improve. But he's... I mean, he... put some peripherals on the board. I mean, there's a little bit of upside there, but I mean, he's not the best choice in the world. But this is the thing is, Buffalo had such a great week this week in terms of their schedule. I mean, they were the best that you could get playing on the Wednesday, which is tonight, and the Friday. So there's not going to be a ton of options left. So if he's on your waiver wire and you need someone to play that can fit into your lineup, I mean, he's certainly there. JJ Paterka is the interesting one. 22% rostered, which is surprising to me. He's playing right now on power play one and line one with Alex Tuch and Tage Thompson. He's taken that Jeff Skinner spot on the left wing. He has 4 points in his last five games. He actually has a goal tonight. Buffalo is getting absolutely stomped by Ottawa, which is crazy. UPL has been shelled. But Paterka, another goal tonight, so that's 5 points in his last six. Underlyings aren't amazing, but he has had good stretches this year, and he's really getting, I mean, like I said, getting awesome deployment. He's averaging over 19 minutes since he got moved up to that spot in the lineup. So that's one of the, like, if he's on your waiver wire, I'd be surprised if he was in a competitive league, but if he is, he's absolute must add for Friday. And Connor Garland, Vancouver's got a game on the Sunday against Anaheim. He's 16% rostered, playing right now with Elias Pettersson and Nils Höglander. He is 30th in the league in shots per 60 over the last five games, and he has 7 points in his last eight. So he's on a little bit of a hot streak, not getting power play one time like he was, but still getting that exposure to Elias Pettersson. So that's a guy that I would seriously consider on that Sunday if you have ads to spare. And then another guy going into next week that's just getting a really good opportunity, obviously a little bit of Leafs bias here, but Tyler Bertuzzi, 19% rostered. He's playing line one and power play one right now, playing with Matthews and Max Domi on the top line with Mitch Marner out. He is 32nd in the league in individual scoring chances for per 60 over the last five games, and he has 6 points in his last six. So Bertuzzi banging on all cylinders. He's getting into playoff form. You can tell that he's kind of figured things out with the Leafs. He's found his spot in the lineup a little bit, and he's figured out his role. So that's a guy that I think should be rostered a little bit more going into next week, especially to kick off the week. Leafs have that Monday, Wednesday. So that's a guy that you could seriously consider picking up to start the week. All right, let's hit the power play planner. So this is where we look at power plays around the league, how they changed a little bit, and just talk about what we think about it. So the Buffalo Sabres have changed their format a little bit. They were playing Bowen Byram with Rasmus Dahlin in a two defenseman format. They've switched back to a four forward, so they've got JJ Paterka taking Byram's spot on that top power play, so playing with Dylan Cousins, Tage Thompson, Alex Tuch, Rasmus Dahlin. I mean, like I said, Paterka is a great option going forward, and especially going into Friday, so that's very, very a very nice option if he's on your waiver wire. Calgary, they've got Daniil Miramanov playing still on that top power play, which is pretty surprising. They've struggled a little bit of late, but he is getting that exposure, so that's a guy that you could be looking at least for a short-term stream. Jake Gensel getting that top power play time in Carolina. He wasn't there to kick things off, but they are rolling with a loaded top power play. Kuznetsov getting the bump. Love that format. We've got Gensel, Ahos, Svechnikov, Seth Jarvis, Brent Burns. That is a lethal power play. And if they can find some chemistry, that's going to be strong. The Columbus Blue Jackets got absolutely thumped by Arizona last night. I streamed Elvis Merzlikins, seeing that he had a weak opponent. And he honestly looked pretty decent going into the third period. And then Arizona just absolutely shelled him. But Columbus did get two goals, both on the power play from this unit. Boone Jenner, Johnny Gaudreau, Dmitry Voronkov, Kirill Marchenko, Zach Werenski. That is a fucking power play, baby. That is a power play one. Please stick with it, Pascal Vincent. Let Boone Jenner keep having that top power play time. Voronkov honestly looked pretty decent last night. Was getting a lot of pucks to the net. Kirill Marchenko is a skilled player. That's who they have to go with going forward if they want success on the power play. And honestly, they looked pretty decent last night. Minnesota has got Declan Chisholm playing on the top power play for them. Over Brock Faber. So that's something to certainly look at if you have Brock Faber shares. Obviously, Minnesota's had a pretty bad schedule this week. They are starting to play. They will be playing Thursday and Saturday, and then have a slightly better schedule next week. But I mean, I wouldn't be running out to pick up Declan Chisholm, but if you have Brock Faber, I would seriously be considering dropping him at this point if you haven't already. The Ottawa Senators, we've got Brady Tkachuk, Drake Batherson, Tim Stützle, Jacob Chychrun, and Jake Sanderson. I love this power play. Jacob Chychrun, I am so stoked that he's getting some power play one exposure. It's at the perfect time too, because I have Chychrun in a lot of spots. I've held on to him this whole year, just hoping for him to get a good opportunity. He's finally getting it. He has a goal tonight, and that feels really good. Philadelphia, we've got Konecny, Tippett, Frost, Farabee, Cam York getting some time on the top power play. They seem to kind of be sticking with that unit. They're not incredibly strong, so I mean, keep that in mind. Tampa has had some injury trouble lately. I'm going to take a look at their last game lines here, but I thought that what they went with in the absence of Braden Point and Victor Hedman was interesting and something to look at moving forward here. They had Darren Radish playing the top power play, which is, I mean, Radish does have some offensive instincts. It looks like Victor Hedman is back in the lineup tonight, but Nick Paul is playing on the top power play, taking Sorelli's spot. When Point and Hedman were out, they did have Nick Paul and Brandon Hagel playing on the top power play, along with Darren Radish. So I was wondering whether Paul or Hagel would be playing. It looks like Nick Paul is there again. Obviously, it wasn't incredibly productive with the power play one deployment earlier this year, but he's there again. Tampa has a good schedule going into next week. They have four games, so that's a guy you could be considering streaming. Toronto, we've got Timothy Liljegren playing on power play one. He's been there pretty consistently over the last couple weeks, supplanting Morgan Riley. Riley was out with an injury this past game. Not sure when he'll be back. It doesn't seem like it was incredibly serious, but Liljegren getting that power play time even with Riley in the lineup. So that's a guy I would seriously consider picking up at least to start next week. All right, let's go to From Zero to Hero. This is where we master the goalie voodoo of 0G. Let's look at some 0G options. Columbus has got Daniil Tarasov, who is 7% rostered. This is probably the most underappreciated goaltender, at least at this point in the year. He has a .934 save percentage over his last five games. He's been alternating back and forth with Elvis Merzlikins, despite Elvis playing like absolute dog shit. He's been getting shelled in every game. Tarasov has been really, really solid. I think he's their goaltender of the future. And yeah, honestly, he won me my my Hutch versus week against Victor Nuno the last time that we played. So my record on the season is up to 10-6 thanks to Daniil Tarasov. I went with a hunch, and he has it paid off. He's been pretty solid even with Columbus struggling. The Montreal Canadiens have got Sam Montembeau. He is 22% rostered. He's a 1A now, playing in a tandem with Caden Primo now that Jake Allen's gone, but Montembeau's been getting more of the starts than Primo, and he's been pretty solid, not amazing. He had a really good stretch. He's down to about a 904 in his last five games, but still a valuable option. The one goalie that I think is still being underappreciated here, and maybe his rostership will go up because he had such a good game against the Leafs the other night, which usually that's a pretty high profile game. When people play against the Leafs and they have a good game, people tend to notice, see Lukas Dostal earlier this year. But Jake Allen, was 32% rostered. He has started four of the last five games for New Jersey and has been absolutely killing it. He has a 925 save percentage since coming to the Devils and has been pretty much their volume starter since he's been there. So Kaapo Kähkönen did have a really good game the other night, got a shutout. But Jake Allen getting the majority of the starts, and I wonder if they just keep rolling with him. So obviously the Devils have that off night on Friday, so Jake Allen I think could be a great spot start, a really nice stream for you to finish out this week. So that would be, honestly, like, he might be my ad of the week, to be honest. Ottawa's got Jonas Korpisalo. He's 47% rostered. He's getting his third straight start tonight against Buffalo. It's going very well. He has stopped 26 of 28 right now. The Sens are up 5-2 in the third period. We'll see how this finishes out. But Korpisalo's been pretty solid. He won two straight against New Jersey and Edmonton. And those are two pretty solid offensive teams. So, and Korpisalo looking pretty good lately. So that's a guy, but definitely keep an eye on. Maybe a guy worth picking up in the final week if you're looking for a goaltender. Philly, obviously, Sam Ersson still going to get volume. He struggled a little bit, but Philly, still a good team in front of him. So I think that's a guy that should be rostered. He's 41% rostered. Slowly going down. People are dropping him slowly, but I'd still stick with Ersson. And then Vancouver's got Casey DeSmith. He's still going to play with Demko out. 45% rostered. Still getting a run here. I don't think they're really wanting to start Sylov. So, and again, Vancouver plays on the Sunday. It could be that Sylov gets that start because they do have a back-to-back Friday or Saturday-Sunday. So maybe he's not the best streamer for that night. But if you can get him in, he's going to play. And he could honestly be a game changer even next week. All right, let's go to the hockey hotline. That is our mailbag. All right, the first question is from Finfino. What the hell do we do with Svech? So Andrei Svechnikov, just one assist in his last five games. Still shooting the puck, still hitting. Obviously not getting the ice time that you'd hope, but that's kind of par for the course in Carolina. Playing with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Martin Natchez is not the worst deployment in the world, and still getting power play one time. I mean, you got to stick with Svechnikov at this point. It's not like you can sell high in the fantasy playoffs. He's still probably one of the better guys on your team and could pop at any point. You just gotta stick with him and just hope for the best here. Unfortunately, Bob Loblaw asks, this will probably be covered anyways, but best goalie streamers for the rest of the week. I'm rocking 1G right now and will probably need at least one more start from a streamer. Allen, Ersson, Fleury, Lindgren, Lankinen are some guys I'm eyeing. Steve Gets It Done also asked goalie streamers, please. So lots of questions about goalies. I did talk about that a little bit. I still think Jake Allen is probably your best option. New Jersey's been playing slightly better, and honestly, he's been I mean, red hot. Been really, really strong. Charlie Lindgren, also another good option. He is, if he's on your waiver wire, that's a guy that I'd be looking at too. Washington's been playing very well, and Lindgren has been red hot. He's getting some volume starts. So Lindgren would be a guy, actually, I might put him ahead of Jake Allen just because Washington is actually relevant and in the mix for the playoffs. So there's a lot more urgency there than there is for New Jersey. Lindgren would probably be my number one guy out of all of those. Then Jake Allen, then Sam Ersin, just because Ersin's a volume starter. And then between Fleury and Lankinen, I'd probably go with Fleury. Lankinen will get at least one start next week. I believe Nashville has four games, so they'll have at least one back-to-back. So you could maybe get him in for a spot start, but I still think I'd go with Fleury over. Maybe I would go with Lankinen if he's getting in. I mean, Minnesota hasn't played in a bit, so it's hard to know what their strategy is going to be. In terms of deploying their goaltenders, I do think Gustafson is still going to get a little more time than Fleury. So I think those two are a bit of a wash, Lankinen and Fleury. I have more faith in Nashville to win than Minnesota at this point, and I don't think that's a hot take. So maybe I would go with Lankinen. All right, let's go to Ed Hockey Lover. Asks, Toffoli goal drought worry? I guess, are we worried about Toffoli's goal drought? Let's just look at his underlying numbers here. Underlying numbers are not strong for Tyler Toffoli right now. 372nd in the league in individual scoring chances for per 60. That is not a good number. That's not a good start. 257th in shots per 60. And individual shot attempts per 60, let's take a look here. We've got 134th. So not getting pucks to the net so much. It's not ideal. Toffoli is not necessarily a guy that is groundbreaking in terms of his underlying numbers. But that is that's not strong, to say the least. On ice numbers a little bit better. 72nd in the league in shot attempts per 60, but 222nd in the league in individual scoring chance in scoring chances for per 60. So, I mean, there is a little bit of a cause for concern. I still think he's getting great deployment. I don't think that they'll be. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. I don't see him being pushed down the lineup. I mean, who are they going to push him down the lineup for? Nick Ehlers? I don't think so. I don't think there's a ton of risk for Tyler Toffoli. I guess he plays with Nick Ehlers. That was a stupid joke. But he is getting top power play time with Scheifele, Monahan, Connor, Morrissey, getting all the deployments. I think he's gonna figure it out. He's a streaky guy. It's just a matter of whether or not he's gonna figure it out for you in these playoffs. But again, that's a guy similar to Svechnikov, not of the same caliber, but that's a guy I think you're probably holding on to unless you're in a really shallow league. Dry Saddle asks, a gander at Evander Kane? His underlings have looked pretty solid of late. Not getting amazing deployment in the last game. He was with Ryan McLeod and Corey Perry. That's kind of where he's sticking on that third line. I don't like that he's not getting exposure to Draisaitl or McDavid. But, he still gets peripherals. So, is he on your waiver wire? I don't know. You'd have to be in a pretty shallow league for that to be the case at this point. Edmonton has a great schedule next week. They have one of the best. I'd probably be hanging on to Evander Kane at this point. Nate asks, do you have any tips for avoiding attaching all of my personal self-worth to the performance of my fantasy teams in the playoffs? Nate, I would say my answer to that is therapy, which brings me to our new sponsor, BetterHelp. No, I'm just kidding. We don't have a sponsor, but BetterHelp, if you want to sponsor us, we'll be looking soon, I think. But yeah, I think Nate, it's hard to separate, especially in playoff time. I feel like every night I'm stressed out. Every night I'm constantly checking the scores of my weeks. But you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And honestly, fingers crossed, you just take all the chips, because then your self-worth is going to be through the fucking roof. So everyone just keep listening to Apples and Genos. If you want your self-worth to be at an all-time high, that would be my answer. Hard Day's Night says, how low do we look at the New York Rangers lineup if we dare look towards next week? Schneider or Miller and Katz or points? Roslovic, Cooley? So, like I said, just because of the distribution of games next week, I would be taking a look. I'd be setting your lineups, taking a look at spaces you have through the week, because I think there's going to be more teams, even teams that aren't on quote-unquote off nights, that have four games that I think you could stream from and get them in your lineup. So I think that the Rangers are pretty top-heavy. So I don't know that that's a team that I'd be picking from. Oilers are the same. I think that there's other teams that are going to have more quality streamers to pick from. I'm looking at teams like the LA Kings. They have four games, two off nights. That's a team that you could stream from pretty easily. Guys like Quentin Byfield, I think I like better than anyone on the New York Rangers right now. The Devils, that's another team that has four games with two off nights. The New York Islanders, guys like Kyle Palmieri, they're playing Philly and Chicago to start the week next week, and then Columbus and Nashville. That's a pretty weak schedule, honestly, next week. So I think Kyle Palmieri would be a guy that I'd be looking at. Anders Lee maybe as well, but I prefer Palmieri. The Pittsburgh Penguins too. I think there's some players that have been moved off of. They've loaded up their top power play again. Brian Rust getting some burn. So that's a team that I'd be looking at. And then a team like Tampa Bay that has Anthony Duclair, who's been ripping it up lately. Nick Paul getting power play one time. Brandon Hagel, if he's available. Probably not at this point. But then the Washington Capitals, that's another team that has four games and two off nights. That's a team I'd be looking closely at. Guys like TJ Oshie, Dylan Strom has been amazing lately. That's a guy that's going to be harder to pick up, but I mean, he has been absolutely ripping it up lately. Obviously, under the hood, not amazing, but putting so many points on the board. He had two goals in the last game. He's on a five game point streak where he has 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 points in his last five games. So he is killing it, coming in the clutch. So that's a guy that I'd be looking at if he's available too. But yeah, otherwise guys like TJ Oshie, are pretty solid. Maybe Max Pacioretty as well, but no, I think Strome and Oshie would be the guys that I'd be targeting on that team. And I like them way better than anyone on New York or Edmonton. And that's why I didn't really mention any players from those teams, in the ad drop segment. All right, Wick says, what is your best method for getting over a rough drop or trade that caught on fire right afterwards? Whiskey shots, bubble bath, pretend you have memory loss. You gotta have a short memory in this game and not beat yourself up about things. You're gonna screw up. It is what it is. I mean, tonight, I was thinking about a pickup that I almost made and didn't, that ended up being huge. Like Connor Clifton was a guy that I was like, oh, do I pick up Connor Clifton for these two off nights for Buffalo? I mean, he's going to get some periffs and like has a decent peripheral floor, but doesn't play a ton of minutes. Probably isn't going to put points on the board. And I eventually decided not to use that ad and wait. He had a goal tonight. So that was, obviously who could have expected that? And that's kind of the way you have to look at it, is like, did you make a good educated decision? Cause hockey's random. It is what it is. And sometimes these playoff matchups come down to you made the wrong choice. We try and make the best educated decision we can, but it doesn't always work out. So, yeah, you just have to have I guess pretend you have memory loss is probably the closest thing that I would say. I don't promote alcoholism, but, you know, I enjoy a tequila shot or two every now and again, maybe more than that. So maybe that's the way to go, too. And then our last question is from Ahmad. Actually, this isn't a question. This is an answer. He says, I look in the mirror and say hurtful things. I suppose that's another option as well. So, I mean, that's all I've got for tonight. Check out the Apples and Geno's Discord server. We're having tons of discussions about fantasy hockey in there. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. I know I'm not on YouTube right now. Sorry about that. Just doing the audio. But we're trying to hit 1,000 subscribers by the end of the season. So if you are listening to the audio right now, I know that you are an audio listener. So please go to the YouTube right now. Subscribe to our channel if you have not already. That would be so massive for us. And honestly, give a like to a bunch of our videos too. That would be really cool of you as well. Also, please leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Thank you to those who already have. It's helped us a ton with our audience growth, but we can always continue to grow. Shout outs to the band there for providing our music. Their Spotify link is in the episode description. Follow us on X. Nate is at Apples Genos. Blake is at Blake Creamer AG. And I'm at just Josh and 4-1. Please practice safe stats and happy streaming. Have a good one, folks.